Welcome to the Swinging Single Podcast with your host, AC Maxwell, broadcasting from the legendary Crazy Winter Nights here in Kansas City, Missouri, in the convention hall, checking everybody out. Everyone's walking by, looking at me, staring at me. As a single male, that's where you hear all this noise. As a single male, I have embraced the swinging lifestyle. And on this show, remember, this show is about the view of me, AC Maxwell, as a single guy. I'm not a couple, so I don't have those great couple stories to tell about us finding another couple and swapping with them. Here, you will see my wildest tales and experiences with you. So grab some lube, tissues. And for those spouses out there, sit on your man's face. Gentlemen, shave your cock and balls for your lady. And settle in for some uncensored, eye-opening stories on the Swinging Single Podcast.
AC Maxwell is intended for entertainment and educational purposes only. The opinions, views, and content expressed or shared on the podcast are solely those of the host, AC Maxwell, and any featured guests or contributors, and do not necessarily represent those of the podcast's affiliates, sponsors, advertisers, or partners. Any information provided is given with the understanding that it does not constitute a contract, engagement, or formal advice. The host, contributors, affiliates, sponsors, advertisers, and partners of the podcast shall not be liable for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or punitive damages resulting from the use of or inability to use the information in the podcast or from any decisions made based on such information. The content of the podcast is protected by copyright and other intellectual property laws. By continuing to listen to the podcast, you agree to be bound by the then-current version of this disclaimer. Any questions or concerns regarding this disclaimer, please contact us at swingingsingleogmail.com. By listening to the Swinging Single Podcast, you acknowledge that you have read and understand this disclaimer and agree to its terms. Shave your cock and balls, gentlemen. All right, I'm here with the beautiful, sexy, and maybe later my face will be buried in her pussy, Stormy.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
If I'm lucky. Only you should be lucky. How dare she? You hear that, people? So Stormy came up to me. She says, AC, can you fuck me? I'm like, I don't know. You got to come on my podcast first.
Okay, deal.
So she is something I talked about in my previous podcast a long time ago about mental health. I talk to people about how I go to therapy because, you know, I have a stressful job and I got to, you know, when you snap at your kids because of your job, you got to start getting yourself checked because I want to be a good father to my kids, better than my dad. My dad was a great father. Don't sit there and say, oh, AC, hope bad. No, my dad never told me he loved me. But I knew he loved me because he went to everything I ever did. every...
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I knew he showed me he loved me through his actions. But I want to be able to tell my son and my daughter I love them. And when I'm snapping at them, I got to get my mental health check. Now, you do something interesting. What do you do for a living?
So I am a marriage and family therapist, actually.
Marriage and family therapist. So what would you do on a normal day?
On a normal day, I see people who are grieving loss of relatives, people who are grieving relationships, people who are just stressed out, burnt out at work. I see couples who are dealing with infidelity or trying to regain their intimacy. Mm-hmm. A lot of variety.
So you deal with death a lot. Now, you do that a lot. So how does that affect you as a person, your mental health?
Oh, my goodness. I have two therapists.
You got two?
I do, because I do art therapy, and then I have my regular person who just helps me process all the things that I, like, personally deal with.
Oh, so you do that wine and drawing thing?
Kind of.
That's your therapy? Okay, that's good.
But actual art therapy where you express your feelings with pictures.
Wow. Well, that's something new.
Yeah,
so that you would actually recommend that to someone?
Absolutely. Anybody who has a hard time finding the words to feel or to explain how they feel,
right.
I would recommend art, coloring, like being able to be still and depict it with imagery.
All right. So you're around a negativity. You're around a lot of negative, and you try to make it a positive, right?
Absolutely.
How's that as a career? Would you recommend this type of career to people?
It's not for the... It is a very hard job to maintain a long-term. Therapists turn over probably every 5 years.
Right. So do other... So I'm predicting that 100% of therapists out there have their own therapist.
80%.
There are actually people who can hear the stories of death and all that and go, oh, okay, nothing, no problem here.
I think they need it. Like, I think 100% need it, but I don't think they all do it.
These are the people I think that need, no matter what they do, they need to see weekly counseling. The minute you sign up for the military,
yes,
you need counseling.
Yes.
I'm talking about before. I'm not talking about, just because you went to a combat zone. I'm talking about you're 17, 18, you sign up, they need to force you to go to therapy every week.
Yeah.
That should be mandatory.
I agree with that.
Another one that does not ever get talked about, but PTSD, police officers.
Yes.
No one ever says police officers. You look about, oh, my God, they're killing people in the street, innocent people. I always tell people, do you realize that when they get called, it's a bad call? It's never a good call. Hey.
Every day.
Hey, Grandma May baked you a cake, guys. Go over there.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
Grandpa just cut off Grandma's head.
Yeah. It is all negative all the time.
And I think they need to be, I think it should be, it's mandatory. If I was president, that's what I would do.
Yeah, that would be great. Therapists too.
Firemen. Firefighters too, because, there's nothing like seeing a burnt family. You cannot. I don't know how the human brain can analyze that. I know it's depressing people, but, we'll get to sex. Don't worry about it. She's got her hand on my crotch. She keeps stroking my cock. She can't stop it.
He's hot.
She's just a nasty, nasty little girl. She needs a spanking.
Dirty diva. That's me.
Dirty diva. Stormy the dirty diva.
Yeah.
SDD. All right. So you're a swinger.
I am.
You're into BDSM?
A little bit. Yeah.
All right.
I'm kinky.
You're a little kinky. So you got a couple sitting in here, and they're thinking about trying swinging. I just got done talking about how swinging can help your relationship.
Yes.
Would there be ever a time have you ever recommended trying this to anybody?
Yes.
How did they receive that?
Actually, it was very interesting. It was a very female-led relationship, and... she was just very bossy in their everyday life. And I suggested, what if he took the lead and he took control in the bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be the boss during your everyday life, why not give him the control in the bedroom? And they actually tried it and found it very balancing to their relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, was she had? Did she have like a high power job?
No.
Or she was a boss at her job?
No. She was a nurse, actually, but
kind of bossy.
Kind of a like in the medical field. I can't say she was an actual nurse. But.
All right. So she's in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
She's bossy. Who would have known a woman bossy? You never hear that. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You never hear that.
We always want what we want, right?
Yeah, I know. Women are always so kind. They're very giving.
I am very kind and giving. I mean, I'll give you something. But yeah, I am very giving.
Hey, honey, how about some anal? Yes, babe, I'll give you some anal.
I mean, you first, but we can get there.
You know, I tried getting pegged.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be small.
Yeah, start off small and then
very small.
Work your way up. Start with a finger.
And you know the funny thing is, it feels like they're plunging you, like shit's gonna come out.
Well, you've got to prep for that. That's what they tell me. I mean, I wouldn't.
Okay,
know.
How do I prep?
So like you clean yourself out, or you don't eat right before you.
No, I'm so sorry I didn't eat right, but it feels like you're being plunged. So,
is if that you're how not it doing like it right,
you've done anal sex, right?
Yes.
Does it feel like that?
It can. Like, you need lots of lube. Like, when you do anal sex, there are three things I say you always need. You need communication.
So are you giving me advice as a therapist now? You talk to your people about this?
I do all the time. But I also spent 13 years as a sensuality specialist. So, like, I know, it's crazy.
What is sensuality?
Sensuality? Ooh, what is sensuality?
Yes, tell us.
Sensuality is the art of using all of your senses and for arousal.
Hearing?
Yes.
Eyes?
Seeing?
Smell?
Yes. Taste?
Taste?
And touch?
Yes. The five senses.
Oh, yes. Yes.
All right, so go back to the anal. You got to have a lot of lube.
Yes, communication so you can, you know, communication. Oh, yeah, lubrication. And
what else? The third one?
Is lubrication.
More lube? Lube, communication, and more lube.
Yes.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, it's okay. So, as a sex counselor, is that what you're?
Nope.
No. Therapist?
Yeah.
So, what are some of the common problems you see marriages coming in?
Oh, the top three are children. And how people want to raise their children.
Okay, so they fight about, we got to be stern with them. No, we got to let them do whatever they want to do.
Yes. And the money.
Money?
Yep, because there's never enough.
Okay. Do you find that most marriages end because of financial situations, not with infidelity?
I think that it becomes the biggest issue because no matter why they weren't compatible, it then deals down to what are we going to do with the money that we got built together and how to split that without anybody being shafted.
I tell guys, listen, just because your woman says she don't care about your money, protect your money.
Yeah, it's true.
And I tell women that. Women now have money. I go, listen, lady, you better protect your money. Oh, you don't want your money. I go, listen. When you get divorced, shit, the gloves come off.
They do. And, you know, I walked away when I got divorced. I walked away without fighting.
Right.
And it was like, damn it, man. Why didn't I protect? I tell all the women, do your research, protect yourself, try to get it as equal as possible.
Right.
But, you know.
They don't listen to you.
They don't. They don't.
So what's the third one then? Infidelity?
Yeah. So. Sex, money, and kids.
Sex, money, and kids. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny. The two are related. Sex, you can't have the kids without the sex.
Yeah.
Then.
You need money.
You need money to raise those little bastards.
Exactly.
Huh. So, maybe people should need to be asexual from now on. I don't know.
I don't know.
But you know what? Fuck it. I'll try making kids. I'd rather make kids.
The practice is too fun.
Yeah, it is too fun. But, okay. So, let's go back to the sex. Do they ever work it out?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay. How do they work it out? So, me and my wife, I'm married, right? I'm married. We're going to go see you.
Or if you're single and you come to see me. Like, I actually see a lot of single people. So when they come in and they come in because they're, let's say they're lonely.
Okay.
And they learn how to communicate with the opposite sex.
Okay.
They build those skills. And, oh, man.
Well, let's talk about couples, though, since the swingings are mostly dominated
right,
by couples.
Right.
We'll talk about the single guys and single ladies later on. So if you are, me and my wife come see you, I cheated or she cheated, what are the chances? What would you tell us? Would you find out why we cheat, why I would cheat and stuff like that?
Absolutely. I would ask all the questions about, you know, what are you missing? Why are you searching for other things?
My wife don't blow me.
Okay. Have you talked to her about it?
I tried, but she just denied. She just, look at her. She just gets all angry. She rolls her eyes.
Well, find out why she didn't want, like, what is it about oral sex that she doesn't like, that scares her?
Childhood trauma?
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
Maybe
she thinks it's gross. Maybe.
So it's like an ass, but, you know, you got to do it.
Yep. I agree with you, but there's usually a way around making something that feels gross feel better.
Okay, so if I'm a female and I don't want to give oral sex, how would you tell me to suck my husband's cock?
Well, very gently. I would ask her to at least touch it first. And then I would ask her to squeeze it, you know, like step-by-step process of what to do with her man's anatomy to get comfortable having it in her hand. Once it's comfortable in her hand, then maybe use her smell, her sense of smell, help him wash it, help him get bond with the cock, right? Bond with their penis. Mm-hmm. And then eventually get it towards her mouth. Like, they call it, kind of like this desensitizing, right? To whatever the aversion is.
So has anyone ever came in and said, I don't like giving oral on a man?
Yeah.
Single or female or come married? Yeah. And what did you find out some of the common? Is it smell?
Yeah.
Smell.
Smell, taste.
What the fuck? this is illegal here.
They want, like, well, you know, semen isn't the best flavor. You know, nobody goes to Baskin Robbins and asks for, you know, I would like some semen flavor, you know, cum flavored ice cream.
How do you know? How do you know that? Have you done research on this?
I've never seen it.
Okay.
I've never seen it. Even at about 31 flavors, that wasn't one of them.
We're going to make the 32nd flavor now. Cum. Semen. Semen vanilla. Yeah. Semen chocolate. All right. So they don't like the taste of semen.
Right.
I thought guys could change. What?
They can.
Okay. So
but
there
that
you
is
know.
Not what women come in thinking.
They don't know that
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, education is a big piece of this.
So what can a man eat that makes his cum taste better for his wife?
Acidic process.
But wait a minute. Hold on.
Pineapple.
Let's back up. Why does she have to swallow his load?
She doesn't have to, but usually when they try it, some guys don't warn you. And that has been a complaint.
So you're
communication.
Saying, there we go. There's the big C word. I always tell everybody, communication is going to make or break your swinging relationship.
It really is.
All right. So, no, the guys don't communicate. The women don't communicate. So what can they eat? Pineapples?
Pineapples?
Ugh.
Yeah.
I hate pineapples.
Do you?
I don't like the taste of them.
Citrus, like grapefruit.
Grapefruit, okay.
Oranges.
All right, good.
Yep.
And it makes it
probiotics.
A probiotic. Any type of specific probiotic would you like to recommend to the listeners out there?
No.
Anyone?
Not unless somebody's going to sponsor me, no.
Jesus. You hear that?
Money, 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 money.
All right. So, they don't like the taste of the jizz. Anything else? The smell? I can see the smell.
Well, it's the way guys approach it. Some guys don't know how
to... But you're married.
Well, even when you're married, you want to be kind of wooed. You know, like, we want to know that it's not like, here it is, put it in your mouth.
Okay.
Like, we want to like you that day. We want some build up, some foreplay.
Isn't marrying you enough?
No. No, it is not.
Giving 50% of my money to you isn't enough yet?
Come on. Well, see, the difference is that men's penises are on the outside of their body. They touch them all the time, and you guys are so used to, handling it, right? Seeing it. You're very comfortable with your body.
Right.
Women aren't taught to be that way.
Is it getting cold?
It is.
Okay. I was just not me. Okay. It's getting cold. I think they're putting it on. They want to have all the titties hanging.
My nipples got all hard.
Her nipples got hard? Oh, boy. Cutting glass. All right. So the smell. What can a wash, I guess?
Wash it.
Shave your cock and balls, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. It makes your...
That's my trademark. Shave your cock and balls.
Shave it.
Shave your cock
it.
And balls. Yeah.
I love it.
Because... Does hair really cause a big smell?
I think it traps the sweat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why do we have hair down there?
I think protection. I think it
from the old days?
Yeah, from being a caveman, I think.
Caveman, cavewoman.
But, you know, I think women need that extra time to build up to think about what they're going to do and overanalyze it a little bit. And men are just like, let's do it.
Okay.
So I think that's some of that lag time that women have versus men being ready and women needing that extra 15 minutes to be ready.
You really want to go down a rabbit hole?
Always.
It's not about sex. It's a conspiracy theory.
Ooh, what's that?
Okay, you remember we were talking about pubic hair, that we did it for protection because of the caveman times,
mm-hmm.
and that's our evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Why can our eyes not look at the sun? If we've been here for so long.
So long. That's a great question.
So maybe we're aliens to this planet.
It could be.
You know how they all got... You ever see that Interstellar movie?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago.
But I thought that when I saw that, I go, that makes some great sense. Maybe we are alone in this universe and it's just the UFOs we see. Or just us from the future coming back and checking up on us.
Because
that was the whole premise. Like, they found a wormhole out in space, and they didn't know who put it out there. Then later they found out it was us. The humans put it out there. So it's kind of weird. So it's a good movie to go rewatch.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that.
Matthew McConaughey looks normal in this one.
Okay.
So he looks normal. He doesn't look like he has AIDS. Some of those movies, he looks like he has AIDS.
Yeah.
Like The Wolf of Wall Street, he looked like he had AIDS.
Very
skinny.
Yes.
Then one where he did, where he had AIDS, that one movie.
That movie.
Dallas
that
Buyers Club.
Was it cancer?
No, he had AIDS.
AIDS?
It was about the guy who got AIDS and went to Mexico to get the prescriptions and
shit. Yeah.
That was a true story, but he did a good job in that movie. I don't know how they get that skinny. What the fuck do they eat?
They are not sharing that secret.
Well, you know what I always say? I always tell people, don't judge by a movie star because they get paid to work out.
True.
Just like professional athletes, they get paid to work out. So
it's not fair.
Yeah. All right. So women come and complain about oral sex. What else do women complain about with sex with men?
Anal.
Anal.
Yeah.
I'm not a big anal guy. Because I always thought more diseases come out of the ass because there's a lot of blood vessels in your anus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So blood on blood. And I think that's what
more likely to.
There's more HIV transmissions through that. So
any disease, really.
Yeah. So I never really liked anal. Plus, I don't want to take the pussy's just warm and sweat and it's just nicer.
I just agree with you there.
So I don't know. I never got into anal. I know a lot of women. Some women are now getting into anal more. I don't know why. So they don't want to do anal or they want to do anal.
Both.
Jesus Christ.
Like, it just depends on the woman. I've seen a lot of women who really enjoy it, and I've seen a lot of women who would never go there.
For the guys out there, is there a telltale sign of an anal woman?
If she's asking for it. Or if she's rubbing her ass against you all the time, you better be careful.
Oh, no.
No?
I don't know. She's rubbing her ass on you?
All the time.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of girls here doing anal then, because there was a lot of ass rubbing last night.
I mean, that's true.
All right. So I don't know.
I don't disagree with you there.
All right. So anal sex is another one. All right. Let's talk about the guys. What do the guys bitch about? Probably everything.
Not getting it enough.
So what's your recommendation? How many times a week should someone be doing it?
Actually, I think it's like 8.
8 times?
Yeah.
In a week?
Yeah.
So twice on Sunday?
Sure.
Fuck. All right. me, my wife, are high power attorneys. We don't have a lot of time.
So build in intimacy.
Build it in. Clocking in?
Well, no. So then don't just rely on sex, but rely on intimacy. Like being able to...
Now you got to describe the difference between sex and intimacy.
Okay. So intimacy is when you are able to share the little moments.
Okay.
And build that connection that is beyond sexual. So like being able to hold hands, being able to cuddle, being able to be close to each other skin to skin without sex. Yeah.
Okay, that's good without sex. All right. Do that 8 times. A week.
Yes.
Okay, so make sure you do that twice on Sunday or Saturday.
Yeah.
All right, so build that into your repertoire. All right, not enough. They're not getting enough. What's else another gripe that men will have?
Men also...
We're talking about married
that women, men. Yeah, that women won't take the lead.
Ah, I can agree on that. Because that would be... This is what pisses me off about you ladies.
Tell me about it.
What do you want to go eat? I don't know, wherever. Okay, we're going to the Olive Garden. Same thing happens over and over. Finally, she says, why do we do everything you want to do? I go, because I ask you, and you never say anything. So I'm going to go where I want to go.
Yeah.
All right, so they want the ladies to take the lead. Did you hear that, girls?
Yes.
Ladies, take the lead.
Tell them what you want, ladies. It's the only way you're going to get it.
I tell that to all of them. I tell it, swinging is a female-led lifestyle. Every woman has the power to say yes or no. And these girls, I look at them, I go, dude, I think they're like, they'll stare me down sometimes. I'm like, okay. Then if I go talk to them, they're like, I'm like, but you're fucking, yeah. My mind's like, you keep staring at me, you're touching your crotch, looking at me. But then, okay, I see on their profile, no single men in capital letters. I'm like, do you ever just say to your husband, listen, I know you don't like single guys because you don't get no dick pussy, but I'm horny. I want to fuck a guy. Can I just have one guy a month?
I think it's all negotiable.
Duh.
I mean.
Isn't life negotiable?
Yeah, but some people get very hung up on rules. And if you're not talking about the rules all the time and changing the rules,
right,
then you're not doing it right.
I tell you, did a great point, changing the rules. Because I was like, when I talked about my experience, hey, how you doing? I was 21 when I started. I was a horny dude, so I was just worried about getting my dick wet. Yeah. I wasn't worried, like, if I took you to a club, we're going to try to find me a girl to fuck. I wasn't worried about you. Now it's come like a 180 where when I take a girl to a club, it's all about her. I want to find guys for her to fuck or girls for her to fuck. And just watch. I just want to sit back and watch and jack off. Then when we're done, I take it and I fucking reclaim her pussy.
Oh, I love that.
And I do that. And I love doing it. But when I was 21, 20s, that would never fucking happen. Because I'm like, I want to get mine. So the rules change. And the rules have to change. Then I talk to couples. They're like, yeah, so what are your rules? Fuck, we don't have any. I go, did you always have that? No, we had rules, but we just end up breaking them all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. So yeah, so it's. Rules got to be changed.
Absolutely.
They're what is it?
Evolving.
Evolve, yeah. They're evolving and all that stuff. So that's good. All right, so what else? Any other things that married men complain about with the wives?
Gosh. Usually it's family after that.
Family?
Yeah.
Do you ever go, these two motherfuckers are not going to make it?
Yeah. I do that. I would never. Well, actually,
never
I
say
have
it.
I have said it a few times.
Now, are you required to say something like that?
No. Okay. Not a lot of therapists will do it, but I'm pretty honest with my people.
I think I go to this therapist. I don't like women therapists. Just listen to me.
Okay.
Because I think a man knows what a man's thinking.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to go to a man. But I went to a female, and I just have a vibe with her I love. I recommend her to everybody. If anyone goes, oh, I need some therapy, I go, I got this woman, and all that stuff. And she's great. I had one male that was another great when I was living in New York. He was really great, too. I wish he was still, he retired, but with the internet now, we can have done online. He was great, too. But she's great also. I'm like, she's dead on point. Like, she just, how she talks to me and how she asks me questions about it, it just makes me feel better. And you know what? maybe that's what the therapy is, just a bitch fest for you to get stuff off your chest and you feel good about it.
Yeah, I think therapy a lot of time is all about challenging perspectives, because we get stuck thinking a certain way, and if as a therapist I'm not challenging you to think another way to get out of your cycle of thoughts, your train of thoughts, then I'm not doing my job.
So do you have couples that are swingers?
I have, yes.
Do they tell you they're swingers?
Not usually at first.
Okay.
But then it comes out in the wash. Like, as we're talking, they start, like, omitting things, and it doesn't quite add up. And then I'm like, okay, so I will put it out there and be like, okay, so do you have a girlfriend? Do you have somebody that you is added to your relationship on a regular basis?
All right, so do you do online therapy too? Zoom calls? Or you have your own practice that's in an office?
Well, right now I work for a medical clinic, so only a specific population can come to me right now.
Oh.
I know, unless we're doing, art therapy.
Do you ever think about expanding where you can be a lifestyle therapist?
I have thought about that, actually.
Because you can do Zoom now, right?
Yeah.
You can do Zoom or any other type of... Because my therapist is in Dallas.
Yes. Well, you have to be licensed within the state that you practice in.
Oh, do you?
You do.
Oh.
Unless you're a life coach. Life coaching, you don't.
I guess you could... Can you charge more as a therapist certified in the state?
No. I mean, as a life coach, you can set your own prices. There's no real guidelines on that. But as a therapist, you have to go kind of with the guidelines for...
But you went to school, right, for this stuff?
Absolutely.
So you want to go... You want to do the... Yeah. I'm a therapist, man.
Yeah.
You don't become a doctor. Say, I'm not a doctor.
Brag about your credentials.
Do you ever get pissed off when someone with a doctorate in education calls himself a doctor?
I don't, but it doesn't affect me so much.
Oh, come on, it would piss me off if you can prescribe drugs to me, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't piss you off that some asshole?
Oh, wait, I can't prescribe, actually, sorry. No, I want to misspeak there.
No, well, no, okay.
But I can talk to you about drugs, so.
You can do all that stuff. But doesn't it piss you off you actually help people medically? Where some asshole with a doctorate in literature calls himself a doctor.
Well,
come on.
I'm nice that way, I guess.
You're too nice. I'm sorry. So you tell me if someone says there's a doctor in the house, you're going to get your ass up and start performing CPR?
We can all be professionals in our specific thing. Like, you're probably a doctor at talking and sharing your opinion.
No. I have my master's degree, but that's it. When I went to go see a doctorate about that, I'm like, fuck no. And I'm like, I'm not calling myself a doctor either. Because you can legally change your name after you get a doctorate, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that's disrespectful to the real doctors out there.
But with our master's degree, why don't they just call us masters? Like.
I'm going to have a kid and call him Bates, the first name, and get him a master. Master Bates. Bates. Because that's the kind of asshole I am. Just to fuck with you. Master Bates. I think, actually, when you're a boy is under 18, his first name is Master. His title's Master.
Yeah, in England, I think they do that, don't they?
Master.
Because well, that's in this cancel culture or whatever. Not go over well.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
It's Black History Month. They might cancel my black card for that.
Really? Because you don't agree with it?
Well, the master slave thing.
But there are people that like that shit.
I know. It's part of the BDSM culture.
I had this one girl. She wanted to be called the N-word.
Really?
When you're fucking her.
I would never.
I'm like, I ain't calling you nothing.
Yeah.
I'll call you a dirty little slut, but I'm not saying anything.
See, you were trained right then.
I was like, what the fuck? Well, you know what? I'm a Gen Xer.
Yeah.
You're Gen Xer.
Yeah.
When we were growing up, we didn't want labels.
No,
the
we
labels,
didn't.
If you got labeled anything, that was the word.
You rebelled.
Pissed. You were, fuck you, I'm not that. Lazy? I'm not lazy. Here are these kids now. Oh, I'm bisexual, panda, loving, center. They all want fucking she, him, it, the,
yes,
Z, beta, Zayla. They all want a label now. I'm like, that was shit when we didn't grow up.
That's because they don't know who they are. Like, they're so lost.
I'm going to tell you, it's schools. I hate to say it, but the public school system in this country is fucking broken. And it's not the fucking education. It's the people teaching. And it's sad that these people get, they tell these kids these political agendas and all that. Oh, you got to do this. You got to think this way. Like, dude, think your own way.
Yeah. Grow your own thoughts.
Bitch, you know what? I don't know why you have flags hanging up, you know, and all that. You can have pride in it. But I don't remember gay people coming up, hey, my name is John. I'm gay also. Now they tell you they're gay right off the bat. It's like, okay, great. I could pretty much tell when you're talking like this. It's a game.
Yeah, observation, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty observant sometimes, you know. But it's like, I don't understand what that happened. You ever see the TikTok shit about the things in the 80s? You go, fuck, man, I missed that.
No.
You don't miss those stuff?
I do. I miss a lot of things.
Sunday mornings, eating a big-ass bowl of cereal.
Watching cartoons all day. Oh, yeah, I do miss them, yeah.
I do miss that time. And everyone's like, oh, why? Because you wanted racism? I'm like, no, asshole, because I was 8 years old and I didn't have bills to pay and I was a child.
You don't have to think about what you've said so much and worry about people judging you. You just said it.
Yeah.
You got the point across.
Yeah. People are very judgy, even in the lifestyle. Do you think people in the lifestyle are judgy just as much as vanilla?
I think in different ways, yeah. Like, I think that the lifestyle is very open,
right,
and they will accept you. But then later on,
they'll talk about you.
They're gonna talk about it.
I always tell, like, okay, and people, this is what people get pissed off me about. I go, the lifestyle can be very negative, but also the lifestyle is just like vanilla. They're very judgy. They're like, oh no, it's not. I go, oh no. So you don't look at a man, look at his cock size.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do, but I will still be with a smaller man,
right,
or
but still,
bigger man.
But if you want 8 inches or more, aren't you judging? Because I could probably give you eat your pussy out and give you the same orgasm as the 8-incher.
Challenge? Is that a challenge?
Fuck yeah, I challenge anybody.
Okay.
I tell people I'll challenge my pussy eating skills against anyone in the world. You got to be able to use your tongue and use your fingers at the same time.
That is the trick. Yes.
Not a guy's can't.
I know. I know that they can't, because that is...
Is that... All right. Is pussy eating for a married couple, is that an issue, too?
Yes.
What's the issue there? Smell?
Guys won't do it. I don't know. After a certain time frame, guys stop doing it.
All right. I like eating pussy. This is why. Because I'm not welding down. I'm 6 inches. I'm just average. I think eating pussy make the girl come a lot. And you control her by doing it. You could give her multiple orgasms by just eating her pussy. Okay, so you come first. Now, it don't matter if I last a minute.
But if... So are you accurate every time? Like,
what do
are
mean
you
accurate?
Meaning you make somebody come just doing oral all
first,
the time.
First thing is, woman comes first. First rule.
Okay.
So if I'm with a couple, I'm going down on her, making sure she comes and all that. Now... Is it 100%? No, because, you know, some women are so in their head, they can't
get
out of there.
Yeah.
They can't get there. Some women, shit, at like 30 seconds, they're fucking squirting on my face. Those are the nice ones because, damn, man, it's like shit.
It's exciting, right?
Yeah, it's like...
I feel like I did something.
I do want to be pissed on for some reason, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know what.
You want that warm, gushy sensation?
I think so.
Hmm.
I think so. Because when they squirt on my face, they hold back. Oh, I don't want to do it on you. I go, bitch, fucking squirt on my goddamn face. Because guess what? I'm blowing my load on your face, too, so it don't really matter. So just do it.
Yeah. When you're in the
and
moment.
I think a lot of women, they hold back when they squirt.
They do, because they don't want to
be pissing.
They don't want to be judged.
I'm like, shit, go ahead, do it. I want you to do it.
You
want to
judge me?
I want to judge your taste.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
First time I ever had that happen, I was laying down, girl sitting on my face, she's sucking two dicks, and it comes gushing down, and she's like, looks down at me, and she goes, was that sweet?
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm like, yeah, kind of. I never had that happen before. It was at a, it's not called a hot wife party, but it was for women that want multiple men.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was one of those parties. I'm like, damn, that was the first time.
I love her reaction, though. Was that sweet?
Did it taste good? I was like, okay, yeah. Uh-oh, Casey. How you doing, Casey?
You couldn't tell if you guys were recording or not.
Oh, yeah, we are. You're on the air.
Where are you out of?
I'm out of Houston. She's a mental health swinger expert.
Out of Kansas.
Kansas City. Kansas?
Just Kansas. Like
Kansas.
Dodge City, Kansas.
Okay. Oh,
that's a hike.
Yeah.
You know there's a lot of places in Kansas that are offering free land if you move there?
They're what?
They're offering free land. Now don't get all gushy down there thinking it's like 100 acres. It's like a plot, like half an acre, something like that. But it's free land you build a house on. So, I don't know.
I don't know. Am I building a house? Not interested. Not interested. It's turnkey. I don't want no part of that.
Yeah.
Try
it
once.
Yeah.
We still live there.
That's right. It will always.
There you go. That's the good point.
Yes.
So, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
What are you making? What's your company?
Oh, yeah, no, it's LED lights. It's not me. It's
LED lights.
LED lights.
Oh, yeah, we make lights.
So you make LED lights, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Custom order? Custom orders?
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
We do a lot of CNC, laser cutting.
There you go.
Yeah.
So if you ever decide to do the swinging sex therapist.
Yeah. Yes.
So if you ever decide to do the swinging therapist.
Swinging therapist.
That would be a good. See, wow. I just got your whole podcast. I only want 10%.
10%. You can have the tip.
Talk to him first.
All right.
Oh, well, thank
yeah.
you. I'm not telling you. I'm all the dirty thoughts I thought of your nice ass are gone away now. Ladies and gentlemen, she don't have a nice ass. It's flat. It don't look like anything. That's right. Oh, it's a pancake.
It's now. Still. You can still flip it.
She gets mad at me chasing around the house. I'm like, it's your fault. You don't carry that
booty.
There you go, but that's fine. All right. So go if you need any LED lights that are custom made. Go see.
What's Slingers. Slingers Delight.
Slingers Delight. Got a website?
I don't have that website, but it's Etsy.
On Etsy. Swingers Delight. All right. No problem. No problem. All right, so back to what the hell were we talking about?
We've been all over the place.
That's my whole thing. I don't sit there and stay on one topic.
We were talking about the taste of
squirting.
Squirt, yes.
All right, so we're talking about oral sex with women. So guys stop doing it after a while.
They do. At least that's what I've been told.
All right.
Actually, they just stop having sex altogether after a while.
Really?
Stop
having sex altogether?
Mm-hmm.
This is where maybe swinging can come in and help spice it up.
Definitely.
If they have a solid relationship. Maybe they just stop having sex because of the kids are a pain in the ass. They got to take them everywhere because, you know, moms and dads nowadays got to put their kids on every fucking thing.
Every sport. Yeah.
Every sport they got to play because they're going to go to the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball.
Keeps them busy so the parents don't have to do anything.
The worst thing I ever did in my life was become a football coach.
Ooh.
It was the worst fucking thing because I see these kids, I go, this motherfucker will never see a football field after high school. And I got parents, what about college? Now it's got to be worse now with the NILs.
My
son is worth $1 million. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not everybody can do it.
I go, for one, he's got to show up to practice.
He's got to be able to take the arguing and yelling from his coach.
Coaches will not yell at a player anymore.
No?
Nope. They will not.
How do they get the players to do it?
They don't.
Anything.
They just beg them, please do this. That's why I quit. That's why I quit coaching because I just got tired of asking. I shouldn't have to ask you to be your best.
Yes, that's why you're here, right? To be
but
better.
But then again, that's generational. That's where now kids look at the NBA. Those guys don't even want to play half the time. Like I could not when I was playing. I was worried that if I got hurt or I didn't play, someone else was going to take my position. So I never wanted off that field. So I was bitching at my coach. Don't take me off this fucking field.
Yeah. That's
so right. My arm's dangling. So what? Tape it up. There's duct tape for that.
Yep.
You know? So, yeah, it's kind of crazy that they do shit like that. I don't know. But so they stop. They stop having sex. They got a solid foundation. Stop touching your pussy.
I can't help it. You're so hot.
This is a public place.
But we are at a swingers can, you know, whatever.
Is it? You got to go?
No, I'm good. I was just checking to see what the time was.
Oh, it's almost noon. We're going to stop anyways because I'm going to go get something to eat. All right, so.
I got something you can eat.
If you want me to, I'll eat it.
All right.
So they stop having sex. They great at communicating with each other. They have a great foundation. Have you ever said, maybe you should try this?
You know.
Or can you not say that?
I could say that. But I have never, swinging, I've never really introduced that so much to a couple. I've wondered if they've already done it, though. Like, you know, I have couples who will come in, and I'm like, something's not adding up here. I think they've been introducing other people into their relationship. But I have not.
How would you even
suggested it?
So, would you say, "Hey, think of a great time. Think of the time you had the greatest sex in your life." Is that a way to find out maybe they once back in the day they swapped?
Yes.
Because the girl, a friend of mine's getting divorced. She told me she and her husband, when they were in their early 20s, when they first got married, they swapped. And she said, "Oh, I fucking loved it. I ate the girl's pussy out." And I'm like, what the hell? Wait a minute. Back up. I thought you.
Oh, what details?
I was like, well, yeah. I was like, where the hell did this come? So, could you do that and say, hey, you know, when's the greatest time you two had sex? Uninhibited.
Yeah. And get all the details.
Get all the details.
And then ask why they don't do that again.
Do you ever get your fucking pussy wet when you hear some of these details? Because do they ever get really detailed?
They do sometimes.
Do you ever get fucking horny after it and fucking, do you have, do you got a vibrator stash in your office?
I'm just going to be quiet on that.
You have. That means yes, she has done it. She has jacked off after a story. Wow. Oh, I'm going to tell him. My therapist, very Christian.
Yeah, don't tell anybody that.
I think I might fuck with her next time I talk to her. Oh, this weekend was so great. I fucking did all this stuff. I ate out a couple women. Just to fuck with her. So you got to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, well, it was nice talking to you, Stormy. Remember,
absolutely,
if you need any of your mental health needs, come see Stormy.
Yes, or body painting.
Or body painting. Okay, she's going to paint my dick in a minute.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I want to thank you for coming on. Remember, everybody, your mental health, you got to take care of your mental health first. If your mental health is not there, your relationship cannot succeed because it won't be there either, guys. So go get checked. Go get help. And remember, you're not less of a man because you need help. Maybe you're more of a man. Yeah. All right.
Thank you
very much. All right. Let's stop. All right. So that was the beautiful Stormy. Like I said, you got to check your mental health, guys, and all that stuff, because you got to be very careful with that. With that, we are going. Go to swingandsinglepodcast.com. Go to swingandsinglepodcast@gmail.com for any comments or concerns or anything. If you want me to get you in touch with Stormy, she can maybe help you out. With that, remember, gentlemen, shave your cock and balls, and everybody, keep on swinging.